Hello everyone, another episode of Developer Advocate Stories, and with me, Isabella. Did I say it right?
Yes, that can work. Or Isa, that works too.
Isa, okay. So we talk a little bit about ourselves in Spanish, so don't be afraid, the interview will be as always in English. Isa, if you can share a little bit about you, your role, what you do, it will be great.
Yes, so I am a developer advocate at AWS, and I'm based in the UK and Ireland, even though, as you very well said, I'm actually Spanish. And I've also been living for almost 10 years in Italy. So, yeah, a citizen of the world, I think they say.
You speak also Italian, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Indeed.
Great. Great.
So today we stick with English.
Yeah. We still stick with English, but we will talk about doing more things. So Isabella, if you can share a little bit, how did you become a developer advocate? What was your role? What led you to it?
Yeah. So I've actually been 4 years now, 4 years at AWS. But mm-hmm. when I joined as a technical account manager. Mm-hmm. For those who are not familiar with the TAM, basically it's part of enterprise support. So I was very focused on working very closely with customers and focused on operational excellence. And I always like, even when I was on that role, I always like to engage with even more customers and be part of the community. So I used to go to summits, I used to go to events, and I used to try to find opportunities to be in these kind of events to connect with more and more customers and the community. And there was an opportunity to become a developer advocate. And of course, I took it.
You jump on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So if you can share a little bit, as you told that you were a little bit, you came from other part of your role doing in the AWS. If now we take a look at the developer advocacy, what are you doing in the day-to-day? What are you expected to do? If you can share a little bit about your day-to-day.
Yeah, so, well, I am focused on, as I said, I'm based on UK and Ireland. And as you know, developer advocates, everyone is different, right? And you talk with a lot of them. So I'm sure everybody's telling you a complete different story. Yeah. So there are some developer advocates that focus on a technology. And in my case, I'm not focused on a technology. I'm a generalist. So I basically could talk about any of our more than 175 services, not all of them with the same depth, but I'm a generalist, and my focus is the region, the UK and Ireland region. So that's me. And one of the things I do a lot, and also because I'm passionate about it, is I try to do interactive experiences. So I know we do a lot of sessions where we talk. But I love to do hands-on experiences. So for example, I don't know if you know AWS Game Days. It's a gamified experience. It's basically we put the attendees in a scenario that simulates like a production scenario, and the scene is they join Unicorn Rentals, which is a fiction company that we invented to just play this scenario, and they are in charge of the production and they have to do different quests. And through this exercise, which is very fun and lighthearted, the attendees can actually play and touch and use our services and practice and discover, put their skills at test. And I find those type of activities, for me, they always work better. When I was on that side, I prefer to touch things and play with things rather than listen. And that's why I try to bring that type of experiences to everyone, really.
Yeah, I remember after you told that there was a one time in Tel Aviv that I was in the beginning of my career and I was scared to go to there, but
hopefully
the next time. I will be ready.
Yes, I'll be in the next one.
Yeah. So if you do a virtual one, please let me know.
Yep, I will
And like you said, this is very different. And I know that you have a very wide team. There are things that you are also expected to do, or you have like the freedom to choose whatever you want to do?
We have a lot of freedom. And I think this is one of the things I like of AWS. I don't know how, like in my previous experiences, I didn't ever have this much freedom. As I said, when I was at SAM, I was free to go and speak at events, or I was free to do these other activities that are not directly part of, you know, the SAM role. Yeah. And as a developer advocate, for example, the game days is something that I wanted to bring to everyone. It was something that we used to do only usually at Dreambands. And in the US, they do it also at Loft and things like this. But in EMEA, we didn't really have all these opportunities. So it's something that I wanted to bring to the audiences in EMEA. And we started doing last year, I took the opportunity. Now everything is virtual. So I decided, well, it's virtual, so anyone could potentially play, right, from everywhere. Yeah. So we did AWS Game Days virtual, not in reInvent. So, and this year we're going to do more. So
okay.
I'll let you know when is the next one.
Yeah. And if you can share a little bit, you know, about your experience being a DevRel, something interesting, cool, or different maybe that you think?
Well, my experience is it's very interesting because I joined last year. And when I joined just when things were completely changing. Yeah. And I was dreaming about, you know, traveling and going and engaging with people and meeting. And then everything changed. And I found myself doing events from home and video conferences. And it was a very weird because all my dreams of going everywhere and meeting people, all that, I had to readjust my expectations. So that was very interesting for me to kind of be all excited joining the team and then realizing it's all different now, like it's gonna change completely. But in a way, I think it was very good because I realized I could learn a lot from my colleagues. For example, I have Marcia Villalba. She has a Fubar serverless, a YouTube channel, super successful. And she taught me a lot about how to engage through, you know, using these virtual channels.
Yeah.
So I think it was also very good for me to have the opportunity to have colleagues that understood these new different channels.
Yeah.
But definitely it was, it was an interesting, like, oh, wait.
If somebody would advise you to go, you say, okay, you sell me something that is not going to happen. But
in a way, yes, in a way it was like, oh, wait, what happened? What about all? Yeah, a little bit, yes. But it's good. And I'm hoping one day I will be able to start traveling and meeting people, you know, in person.
Yeah. So we'll, I hope you will reach Tel Aviv and we will
meet. I hope so.
And it will be great. So
I would love to, yeah.
Yes. So really, I don't know if again to call you Isa or Isabella. I like Isabella.
that's fine.
Beautiful name. And thank you very much for your time sharing your story. It's very important to us. And I hope that, you know, we will try to do more things virtually and also person to person.
I hope so too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you. And thank you to all our listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you.